first of our series of lectures on wholeness is my ideal expression, beingness. We're all interested in what wholeness is. And we think wholeness is to be complete. We think wholeness is to be the totality of all that could be in the world. But that's not what it is. Wholeness is not something we're going to be, although we're saying here, beingness. Wholeness is the reality of all that exists. All that exists is wholeness. Wholeness is not something we're going to be, and you cannot be wholeness because you already are. You already are the ideal. And this is what we're looking at, the ideal of beingness. If someone said to you, are you a man? Are you a woman? Are you a child? What would you say to them? Would you say to them, I am a person. I am a being. I am an ideal. And if you are the ideal, then what sort of a being are you? What sort of person are you? Are you a person who is beautiful, who is fulfilled? Are you a person that's going to be tall because you're short? Are you a person that's going to be slim and have a beautiful figure because at the moment you're skinny or you're fat? You know, what kind of person are you going to be? What is your beingness? Your beingness is not something that is going to change. Your beingness comes into one area in your life, and that is the area of awareness. Are you aware of who and what you are? Sibyl came over and showed me her iPhone, and on the phone, on the smartphone, was a picture of another person. A beautiful picture. Lovely picture. But it wasn't the whole person. The person was standing there with clothes on. You couldn't see their body. You don't know what sort of body. Maybe they're healthy, maybe they're not. And the person is sort of relaxed. You don't realize that they're a fantastic golfer or wonderful tennis player or an Olympic swimmer. You don't realize this by looking at the outer. Just because today you're not expressing yourself as an Olympic swimmer doesn't mean that that's not in your soul, in your heart, in your being. It's not your reality. It's not what you're going to reveal. You're going to be aware of it very soon in your life because it's who you choose to be. Our world is filled up with people who would like to be something. People who would like to express something, people who would like to shine forth something in their life, shine forth something in their being, and they're not. They want to be a tennis player, they want to be a golfer, they want to be a mother or father, they want to be happy in their business. They want to do all these things. That's impossible. That's impossible to do all those things. You already are. You already are. Someone said to me the other day, what would happen if your mom called you and said, hey, Herbie, what you doing? And I'd say, well, I would turn to my mom and I'd say, well, for goodness sakes, I thought we buried you a long time ago. I thought that you were no longer in my world. Oh, I'm in your world. I'm in your world because I'm part of you. I'm part of your nature. I'm part of who you are. I'm part of the allness, the beingness that you are. And if I heard my mother calling me and saying, hurry, come here, I would run there as quickly as I could. I would run there like a teenager, not like a tiny baby or an old person. I would run like a teenager. Hi, Mom, what you up to? How you doing? And she'd say, wonderful. I've been hearing good things about you. I've been hearing good things about your world and how your life is going. I say, yeah, it is going very nice. She said, why did you wait 50 years before you started having it going so beautiful and so nice? Why did you wait so long? And, well, I had to learn the talent of playing tennis. I had to learn the talent of singing. I had to learn the talent of doing. No, you didn't. You always had it in you. That's your real nature. You just were not aware of it. And you were not aware of it because you were listening to other people in the world who said, you've got to take 12 years of piano before you can be any good. Can you imagine if they would have said that to Mozart? 3-year-old kid. His father was at a meeting with other guys, and he heard his violin being played. His expensive, beautiful violin being played. And he ran out of the meeting, and he says, who's playing on my violin? And here his 3-year-old son was playing a beautiful concert on the violin. Wonderful. Fantastic. How can you do that? Because that's who I am. That's my being. That's the essence of who I am. That's the only reality of who I am. I am that, and I'm aware of it. Now, Mozart obviously didn't have the wisdom to say that to his dad. He just says, look, Dad, I'm playing. And his father had to say, you play so well, I certainly can trust you with my violin. You play so well, I certainly don't have to worry whether you handle the violin or not. You will treat it like a treasured instrument because it's expressing the divinity within you, the magic within your soul. Now, how many of us are taking the tennis racket in our hand and expressing the magic in our soul? How many of us are swimming in the Olympics? How many of us are taking a walk and one with nature, happy with all that we see? How many of us are singing and saying, wonderful? Why is it we don't do this? We don't do this because we are living in a world that has been habitually saying, you have to train to do this. You cannot come up. Here we got all these entrepreneurs, these young kids, you know, like Evil Bay over here.